I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a milli every week. I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a billy every week. I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire. I wanna be a billionaire.
Ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? Welcome to another episode of Sleep is for Billionaires, the podcast. I am your host, Johnny Vegas. Now today, ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a treat. Right now, I got my homie, my brother. You know, he is also the vice president of the energy company, and he is one of the hottest MCs I've ever heard in my life, rocking the independent wave in New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, 10K. What it is, my brother.
How you feeling?
I'm good, man. They do this in Cali now, man. It's something different. Like, they do that, and I got used to it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man. How you been, man?
Everything good, man. No complaints, you know? Just touchdown in Cali, L.A. A lot of love, respect, L.A.
Right.
You know, New York City, we here, man. BET weekend, everything good.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm excited to have you on board, man. Thank you for supporting my podcast and coming through, giving me this interview.
Man,
this
if
is
I
exclusive.
Come to Cali, I come to L.A., I got to come talk to my brother. You hey. Know I got to come talk to Mr. Vegas.
That's
you know
what I'm talking about.
You know how this go.
So let me ask you a question, you know, because I know you originally as Young Holly, high off living life young.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Why 10K?
That chapter's closed. I'm going to tell you now, the Holly chapter's closed. It was tied into a lot of negatives. I had a few positives with that, but it's tied into a lot of negatives. So I had to drop the Holly, you know, the indictment, you know, a lot of allegations went into Holly. When you put that name up, it's just a long list. And on top of that, there's so many fucking Hollies. So
yeah.
I said, you know what? Get rid of that. Let's start off fresh. Start off new energy, new wave. Definitely getting some new money.
Yeah.
You know, we getting new bags, so you don't have to be 10K.
Yeah,
you know
yeah. That goes. I love it, man. I love it. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, I see the rebirth, and I love the growth, you know. So before we get into the future talk, let's talk about the beginning, you know. So you say you're originally from the Bronx. Where in the Bronx?
Oh, you're from Kingsbridge.
Kingsbridge, okay. Right. Okay, Kingsbridge. That's what it is.
Yes, what up, y'all? Kingsbridge.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so now tell me, did you always wanted to be in the music business as a youngster, or did you have other dreams prior to that?
You know, I always got in trouble in school. You know, you always getting in fucking trouble in school. So that was me. I was a kid always getting in trouble, getting letters home, suspension. So, and it was for the same reason. I talk too goddamn much in class. So I knew I had to do something with entertaining people. I'm the guy who made everybody laugh. You know, if shit go down, my name is in it. So I always knew I was a people person. So make a long story short, as a youngin', I knew I wanted to do music. I knew music was a passion. It's a driven. It's a dream for me. I grew up listening to, you know, Biggie Smalls, Tupac, listening to the greats. But as far as money-wise, as far as career growth building, it was either going to be music or it was going to be fashion. Because I was always into the clothes and all that stuff, too. So it was one or the other. But, you know, I ended up in corporate America right now dealing with people. So I don't know how that came about. But that's what's paying the bills.
Well, you know, God got a plan for everybody, man. But I remember back then you used to play ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, used to play ball.
Little something.
You ain't never had those hoopstar dreams?
That was C. That was C. And C wanted to go to the NBA. I knew for a fact my height limit was 5'6". So,
yeah.
Ain't too many people going to the NBA.
You might as well just try for gachos or something.
But you know that jump shot, always going to be water. But, I didn't really want to go to the NBA. That wasn't really a dream of mine. I didn't pursue that. I just had natural talent to play ball. But that was my brother. That was C. He was in the paper. He was really pushing for that. But it didn't work out for him, you know. But, you know, we here today.
That's what's up,
we
man. Still,
we going to make that NBA money, let me tell you.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to hear. Bag. So explain to me, like, when you first decided to get into the music game, because you said it was going to be rap or fashion, and obviously you chose rap. So explain to me, like, that grind, like, you know, just the because I know it's tedious. I did it myself, by myself, and I know how hard that is, you know what I'm saying? So just explain to me that grind, how hard it was. Did you suffer from any discouragement during the process? You know, tell me all of that.
You talking about as far as the first time or right now?
The first time.
The first time was interesting. because it's like you climbing a mountain. Mm. You ever climbed a mountain before? You ever went mountain climbing?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you feel when you at the bottom of the mountain?
Overwhelmed.
There you go. So I'm gonna be, it's overwhelming, but it's exciting at the same time. That's how I felt. So we had to figure out how to get over that anxiety of that overwhelming feeling. Mm-hmm. And the overwhelming feeling comes from financial backing. Mm-hmm. Most independent artists, as you know, we don't get paid for this shit.
Right.
This shit is all about art, heart, drive, being determined, and just trying to stay relevant to the fans, to the public eye. So it costs a lot to wear Cartier watches, diamonds, all of this stuff, and still be with the Gucci, the latest brand, just like their favorite artist.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is what we like to do. This is what we like to wear. So it's more of staying on that level of the market and not looking watered down. You don't want to look like a low-budget rapper. You want to look like just like the Drakes, the Lil Waynes. You want to look like
the ones you idolize.
Yeah, you want to look just like them. And the difference is they got a deal with a major corporation company giving them an advance of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. So you got to put yourself in a boat to say, how can I look like them and get that kind of backing? And most people either, and they tell you the same story, it's what they did, sold drugs, they robbed, stole, and nothing I'm proud of, nothing I'm glorifying, but we had to do things that we ain't proud of to get to where we needed to be in the public eye. So, at that time, we was playing with hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Okay. But before we get into that, I was more so looking for the answer of the grind within the music. So it's like, I know y'all did the open mics. I remember guys was out there doing the open mics, showcases, passing out flyers, the mixtapes.
Shout out to High 97 Showcase, the Monse. If you didn't, in my era, if you didn't touch the Monse Monday Night Showcase, Hot 97, you was not an independent grinding artist. You was nobody. It was like a tournament. It was kind of like a competition every Monday. We was the reigning champs at least 15 consecutive Mondays. Never lost. Every time we went in there, brought home $1,000. We got, it was really money most of the time. And one time he did a Hot 97 XXL magazine issue, which we won that article as well. So overall, it was just really a grind, bro. And the Bronx was us. We had the Bronx on Smash from the club promoters. We really, really had a relationship with all the club promoters. Because without the club promoters, you cannot get your music really buzzing in the clubs.
So explain to me how that business between you and the club promoters was negotiated.
Yeah, that was just strictly me going out and having a good time. Because if you come out and you supporting a party, you bringing out 30, 40 females, you spending $2,000-$3,000 for $5,000 on a good night, $2,000-$3,000 on a slow night, then guess what? He's making money and he wants you to do what? Come back. So by you coming back now, you got to tell him, listen, I'm an artist, so because I'm supporting your part, I need you to support my brand. I need you to play this record. Not just once. I need you to play this 4 or 5 times tonight. And you had the promoters playing the records and really rocking with you. That's back when promoters used to rock with the artists. Remember the single release parties?
Yeah.
They don't have those no more because now they're Instagram running, so they don't need you to bring in people. They'll just put up a post, 10 posts all day, and get the same buzz back. So it's a little harder for now for the independent artists, but it's still a grind.
So now that you mentioned that, it's getting a little bit harder due to technology and more analytics behind everything. What is your plan to sustain your musical career with that being known, it being harder to do?
Nintendo used to be a cartridge, blow it, put it in. Remember that?
Yeah.
Now Nintendo's Wii. It's a disc. Right. Digital. You got to change with the app. You got to change with the game. So right now, me staying relevant is going to be strictly marketing.
Okay.
Put your money into marketing, getting your face out there like we're doing right now. Spend some money, jump on the plane, go to LA, and sit down with Johnny Vick.
There you go.
That's the best. That's the best investment.
Thank God for that.
That's the best investment you can spend. So, and not only that, you got people like Jack Thriller. You got people like This Is 50. You got people like Hot 97. You got people like 105.1 Powerhouse Breakfast Club. You got to get around people who's around the people making the decisions.
Right.
If you're not around that, then what are you? You in a basement. You in your mother's house. You in your best friend's car. Mm-hmm. And guess what? That ain't going to get you where you want to be.
I totally agree, man. I'm glad you shed a light on how the business side of works, man. So now, so you started making money with the promoters, you know, and they started playing your music, you know, but then things got a little difficult due to social media being the avenue where it kind of took away from your financials. So when that happened, you started to see a dip in your financial. You mentioned that, you know, you guys kind of got into a little bit of trouble. Explain, you know, the ups and downs of that and how, you know, you repent now.
I'll say God is good all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, he gives you trials and tribulations, but he knows you're going to make it through it. So I sit back and I look at my last 6-7 years and say, damn, if I would have moved this chess piece differently than I moved it before, now that I know what I know, I could have been in the XXL magazine freshman cover with a Meek Mill.
Yeah.
Because at the time when Meek Mill was coming with Rose Red and all this stuff, I had NBA going. I had Got What You Like going. I was in the XXL magazine with Soulja Boy and 50 Cent on the cover. This is when Fabolous had beef with Soulja Boy and they had those few words with each other. Yeah. I was in that issue.
And I remember that cover, right, too. He was like hugging him.
Right. He had the mask. Right. Mm-hmm. Remember that issue?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These people was just bubbling up, but they wasn't in that magazine. I was in that magazine. Okay. You understand? And it was a situation where I understood now that I wasn't applying enough pressure. God was blessing me and I was taking it like,
yeah.
I ain't making no money, so So if I'm making 10 grand, 20 grand, 30 grand a day,
you ain't hungry no more.
It's like music. I do this as a hobby.
Yeah.
I'm an artist, but this ain't paying my bills. I'm sitting down at the same section with French Montana. So it's more of me sitting back and understanding, like, I took that and I didn't run all the way with it. I didn't take that baton and do what I was supposed to do. I used it as a toy. I used it as a game for me, just for the women, the lights, the camera, the little bit of fame I had at the time, promoters begging me to come to their clubs because they know we're going to spend $10,000, $20,000
right,
one shot. So I do regret the way we moved. We could have did it way, way smarter.
And that's what I wanted to get at. What would you have done differently?
Listen, it says in a good book, I'm going to give you enemies, and you're going to use those enemies as your stepping stone.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't use that as my stepping stone. I didn't step up. I was on the same level.
So you were distracted?
I was distracted. Mm-hmm. I was caught up in the lights and the cameras. What I would have did different, I would have kept it strictly business. That money would have been, I should have bought a studio. I didn't have a studio. I was paying studio time, and we had $100,000 sitting up in certain places. We had 50 over here, 100 over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we not even thinking. We just spending money fast. We, like how Rick Ross say?
Yeah, blowing money fast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you just letting it go. You getting the watches, Rolexes. You just spending the money, the Beamers. You're not thinking about tomorrow. You're not even thinking about your career at that point. Right. You're not even thinking about rap at that point.
Yeah, you think about having
That's
fun.
That's the last thing we thought. It was to the point where we would have to go down to our last 10 stacks to say, yo, we got to start making music. Let's get back up. And it's like, that was bad. It was a bad way of doing business. And I regret that because we could have already been on label. We could have funded our own projects.
Yeah.
We didn't need a label. We really didn't need no label. We could have been the second coming of the BMF wave, but in a different hustle.
So how did all this, like, lights and glamorous stuff, like, just fail? Like, how did it, like, mess up? Like, where did y'all F up?
Keeping weak people around you. Jealousy. People who, every smile ain't a smile. Let me just say it like that. Every grin ain't a smirk, and every friend ain't a friend.
Right.
You know, and it'll be your parents, your own mother who'll tell you that boy ain't no good for you. Like him right there, he came and told me something about you. Don't tell me what they told you. Tell me why they feel comfortable telling you.
Right.
So that was the situation. We had a lot of people who did a lot of talking about what was going on. And at the time, I'm young. I was only 22 years old. So it was like, I'm just shrugging it. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
You a hater. Yeah. It is what it is. I'm taking your baby moms. I'm taking your girl. I'm taking the dream girl you want. She's with me. So you just mad at that.
Yeah,
you
understand? Yeah, yeah.
So I'm talking about rappers, girls. You talking about, I'm not even going to name drop.
Yeah, please.
That's
going
to be in a book. That's going to be in a book.
You got
to be the tell-all. But
yeah,
it was on that level. It was on that level, Johnny. It was on that level where we had to really get smarter with the people that was around us. We had a very, very weak circle, and that was the problem. It was because you try to be loyal and down to the people you grew up with.
Right.
These are my friends I knew since I was 5 years old, 4 years old, and you try to keep them around you. And I'm talking about, I'm giving them the clothes off my back. I'm taking them in a Gucci store. See, going in the Gucci store saying, pick whatever y'all want. Get this, this, this. He buying Gucci belts. He putting Gucci on his back, on his leg. They didn't know about Gucci.
Yeah.
They was rocking Pro Kets and Diodoras and shit like that. Little Jordans is the best thing in their closet. And we putting them in foreign Versace linen. We putting them in that. They never even left Kingsbridge.
Man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They first plane was to Miami with us. You understand? We ain't do no regular continentals. We putting them up in Z Ocean penthouses. So,
right. I remember that weekend, actually. Yeah, right, I seen you.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So it's more of a, we didn't understand the fame, and they couldn't handle that it was us getting it. So it was more like when shit hit the fan, it was easy for them to just say, him did it. It wasn't me. It was them. They the ones who got the money. They the ones who did this. So that's what brought the whole empire down.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, man. But yeah, I remember those days, man. I saw you at the Z Ocean, man. I saw how y'all was doing it, man. I was just happy. I was like, yo, these niggas is wildin'. You know what I'm saying? I was bad for it. So, but at this time, you know, when the stuff went down, what was your situation like? Because you was living at your mom's house at this time, right?
That's how fast he was moving. It was like, It wasn't even say we live at our mom. It was more say our mom was living with us.
Well, that's good. You take care of her.
Because she ain't had nothing to worry about. It was mortgages was being paid. She got a multi-family dwelling. You know how that crib is.
Yeah.
So I had my own apartment. She had his own apartment set up. She was on the main floor. We had tenants upstairs. So we paying everything. She's good. Nothing to worry about. She'll come. It ain't even like she need the money. Definitely don't need the money.
It's just an extra.
But it's just the help and the support. And she didn't even know what was going on. She had no clue of nothing. But we just there trying to help her out, whatever the case may be. As men should do.
Right.
But I would say if it was to be done all over again, we should have bought four houses. We should have had four houses on that block. We should have been buying the properties up.
Oh, yeah.
Moving smarter. Real estate is the best investment because, you know, that value don't appreciate.
Right.
It just appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, now that all of the things, gems that I know now comes from that downfall. If I didn't fall, then I would never be able to get up, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But now we up. Right. We got actual foundation now. Now we got the real. It's real now. We ain't worried about nobody following us home from the club. Mm-hmm. And the thing about the love is even more real.
Right.
The love is even more real, believe it or not. Because they know it ain't no drug money, ain't no scamming. Mm-hmm. I ain't taking nothing from you. So now guess what? I can have you around me.
Yeah.
And you ain't got to worry about nothing being caught up in no indictment.
Hey, man. Well, I'm just glad, you know, that you guys are out of it. Like, I remember when you guys came to Florida with your girl
before
that happened.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's chilling. July 4th weekend, matter of fact. July 4th
weekend.
We was
on the beach and everything. And then, like, a week or two later. And
that
then
was July
was like,
4th. July 13th is when it went down.
Yeah. That's crazy, son. Like, I was just like, I was just with this nigga. What happened?
Tampa. Turn it up. We was in a club with the wide
Vegas.
Receiver.
Oh.
No, the wide receiver from New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, man.
I got him into the after hours. I got him into that. I had to go outside go get him.
That's
pull him into
was.
The after hours.
Yeah,
like,
boom.
So,
that.
It was so you understand now when you got regular people just putting on celebrities, putting them under the water, I'm going to get you into this spot.
Yeah.
How you expect young, he was what, 26 at the time. How you expect them to feel?
Yeah.
Rapper, I'm already a rapper. I'm already art. I'm bigger than your artist. You understand?
Yeah,
and that was the problem. We thought we was there. God had to bring it back down. He had to, so we could see straight. Like, you ain't nobody, bro. You just you 10. You see. Now it's time for y'all to do it the right way. Stay even when we get it back up. Still keep your humbleness and your head on, and stay dedicated to your craft because it can still go.
Right.
People go broke every day, B.
Okay.
I agree. And one thing I can say, we definitely more focused now with the music. you know, we know what we got to do and pretty much how to get it done and how to execute it. So, you know, at the end of the day, it was a learning experience. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we had to learn that way, right. You know. But, you know, you don't feel until it hurts.
Right.
You don't feel until it hurts. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I thought Holly was one of our best projects, which was High Off Living Life Young. Mm-hmm. You guys could go research that, look that up. Very good project.
Joe Buttons.
But
on that.
Joe Buttons was on that as well.
That. Ain't that crazy? But, I got Joe Buttons on my first EP.
But when y'all hear Colors, you're going to see why it's named Colors. Because it's a mixture of a lot of different things that you is very unexpected.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad to hear that, dog. So now, so after the jail stuff, you know, you back home. Talk about this energy company, because now you guys, when I saw that you guys got into that and the way you guys, the amount of time that it took to rise up, it was just amazing. I was just like, yo, son, this is a crazy story. Like, so explain. So you came home and you got on there first.
Yeah. I came home, Craigslist ad.
Okay.
I don't even know how to do Craigslist. You know, I ain't never had a job a day in my life.
So, but that's how you found it?
First job, Craigslist. My girl found it for me.
Okay.
My baby mom's my fiance now.
Yeah.
She got online, put it up. I went to an interview with the president of the company. He gave me a shot. I came in. Mm-hmm. I was doing door-to-door sales. You know the shit that people despise.
I did that too for Verizon.
Right, you did it for Verizon. You know, commission only, whatever the case may be. We got a base pay, but very small.
Yeah.
Very small. I took a $250 a week base paycheck and turned it into $2,500 a week. Mm. And turned that into $3,500 a week.
Okay.
I built a team of 20 to 25 people bringing in 90 to 100 sales a day.
Mm.
They had no choice. It was more of a, this guy understands the business, he grows, he retains, let's promote him. Got me to assistant ownership. But don't think that my past didn't hold me back, because I got demoted because of that. When they found out about my past, they brought me back and said, listen, you couldn't even work here, to the point where the people didn't want me. You know what I'm saying? I had to show them, like, that's my past. That's who I was. You can't stop my future because of my past.
Right.
Give me a shot and let me show you what I can do. And that's the best decision they ever made.
Yeah, let me prove myself. Yeah.
Because I went harder after that. Mm. And I built up 3, 4, 5 managers. I'm talking to him over the phone, letting him know what's going on. And make a long story short, over the year, I became the first business-to-business licensee. I opened up a brand new campaign, first person to do that.
Congratulations and from there, on that.
He comes home, put him right in position.
So what's your position in the energy company? What do you do?
So right now, we have a bunch of different offices. And right now, I'm the head of the New York commercial division.
Okay. And Wall Street.
On Wall Street. So I'm controlling everything as far as commercial-wise out of that New York office. And we're doing great numbers. And it's all because, you know, when he came home, he made sure that he set up a foundation where now we're able to actually be in a better position than we were before.
Mm.
And you can't ask for nothing else, because it's like, I sit from the outside, you know, looking at it, I would hate us too.
Mm.
After we were good before we went in, fell to rock bottom, and to come home and actually be past where we were at, I hate us too.
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing. So you know what that means? We got to point this blessing right where we need it to be and actually take it all the way up to the top.
And you're going, man. I tell you, God got great plans for you guys, man. Just stick to what you're doing, man. So now that, you know, your life has changed, you know, you're in the corporate world now, you guys are doing great. How's your relationship with your mom now, after all of that transpired?
Our relationship been good, though.
It's good.
My mom actually, because they took all the money, they took everything.
Mm.
So who do you think paid for our lawyers? My mom. Mm. Who do you think paid for commissaries weekly? My mom. My mom is, you can't pay her back. I couldn't pay her back with $1 billion. Mm. You understand? Because the tears she cried and the prayers she prayed is what got us to where we at today. Nobody can take that from me.
Right.
You understand? So our relationship with Rose is great. I love my mom. Shout out to Mama Love. You know, I love you, boo boo. And, you know, I got kids now. So, you know, the growth is different. I got two. I got Lavelle, LaVie. He got two. He got little Mia.
Congrats,
he got little
Callie coming.
So it's more, I got my little man. He looking up to me different. I come home, he running to the door. When you got kids, when you come home and your kids run to you, you can't fail. Yeah. It's like, it's not an I fail. This is a non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. You know what that means? Non-negotiables mean government mandated. You understand? This shit notarized. You understand? So I can't fail them. Like, any feeling I get, I'm going with it. Mm-hmm. Meaning that I'm going to jump. I'm going to take the risk. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the risk in a good way. Not negative risk that's going to put me back there.
Yeah.
I mean positive risk. Investing 5, 10, 20 grand into my career, into my brand, because that's what's ultimately going to take us to the next level. And think about it. The bigger I get, the bigger my corporate company gets.
Absolutely.
Because the more I'm out there, the more I'm known as for a musician and for good things and politics and, you know, have a charity. I donate to charities. I give back. I got a church. I go to church. Nice. I get back to my church. I do a lot of positive things for the kids, for the youth.
Mm-hmm.
That brands me when now, when they come in for an interview and they see me, like, oh, I know I've seen you before, right? Mm. And I'll play the role, like, oh, I'm just Jerome, whatever the case is, or my government name. And then at the end, if I hire them and they come back in, I'll play a video. And they'll see, run up a check, $150,000. They go, I knew you, yada. And that'll even make them feel more happy to come to work. Imagine you work why do you think Roc Nation is as big as it is? You work for Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You want to work for somebody who's a part of the culture
and
empowered and doing the right thing.
Right.
Right? So I look at it as a double standard here. We can't lose. My company can't lose. My energy company I'm with, shout out to the CEOs, the two CEOs. Mm-hmm. These guys really, really, really care about the people. They really care about the company, and they want to see all of us make sure I went on this side, so it's going to help them even win even faster.
Mm.
You understand? So it's one hand washing the other. It's beautiful.
That's
beautiful.
What's up. Were you about to say something, see?
No. Mm-hmm. He got everything. You know, he made sure he let everybody know exactly how things are moving as far as, you know, just with the energy company, and, you know, the two CEOs definitely having I'm back on, you know, working on this project and working on other things outside of, you know.
So they support you outside the energy company, right? What you're trying to do. That's what's up. Because some people try to keep it separated. Absolutely. You know, the business.
I mean, it definitely needs to, it definitely has a thin line. It definitely has boundaries of separation.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? If I have a show, they come.
That's what's up.
I had the CEO Uptown Playroom. I had him Uptown in the most, with Jay-Z. Jay-Z was in Playroom. Jay-Z spent $98,000, close to $100,000 in Playroom.
Mm.
He was in there, so he blew a big bag.
Yeah.
He ain't blow 98, but he blew about half of that.
Yeah, I think I saw that article. It was like OG Juan's bill or something like
Yeah. So that was big. That was Big P's bill, when you put it like that. Okay. So overall, bro, I would say is I'm happy where we at right now. We in a good space, but we got to get into a greater space. And that's what the Colors album. Colors EP coming.
Mm.
Overall, I gotta give more of me. In order for them to understand why my music sounds like that, why it's not just rap, hip hop only, you gotta understand where I've been through. Mm. I've seen the island, I've been places. I've seen real islands, seen Trinidad, Jamaica, Peru, Dominican Republic, PR. And this is after I came home, I started to travel more.
Yeah.
See the islands, not just Miami, Vegas, LA. I got out. You understand? Yeah. Seen the world now.
Right.
So I would tell you Colors is going to be a very, very big impact on the industry.
Yeah, it's people, a vibe.
It's more than a vibe. Mm. It's actually a brand and a movement.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you, when this drop, you're going to hear a lot of artists tweak their sound. Guaranteed. Mm. They're going to jack it. They're going to try to do it. They're going to want to drop. It's to the point where I don't want to put the formula out. It's a formula to my music.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so much rhythm in my music that you catch yourself really repeating the same parts. Oh, my daughter raps my song.
She's
two.
Wow.
Run it up. Yeah. My son coming. Yeah. He's one.
Yeah.
It's just so catchy. Mm-hmm. That, and then on top of that, I give you bars. So I'll give you some wisdom on there where you like,
okay, I hear you.
Tell them fresh about it, that band, though.
Hey.
Pocket full of them presidents. They hating on me, not can't vote.
Mm.
Felon nigga, shout to all of my felon niggas, matching F's and that Fendi print, the only F that I'm feeling, nigga. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, I'm giving you that wisdom and wit, but at the same time, it's so catchy, you gotta vibe with it. You got to. This is a win-win situation right here, bro.
So when is that drop? Because now you got me excited for it.
Oh, no, like, we live. Oh, July 4th, 10th, it is dropping. The EP, the date keeps getting pushed back for one reason.
Yeah.
Because if I put you at the finish line, the race is over. Mm. So I don't want to give it to them pre-ready. All right? So okay. I'm giving them Tempted July 4th. That's already solidified, dated. All of the streaming sites are going to have it July 4th. The video is going to follow that July 13th. Mm-hmm. Now, after they get the video come out, we're going to let that bubble. Mm-hmm. It all depends on what the fans do at that point.
Yeah.
If you have I'm independent. So mm-hmm. most artists, the reason why they have a date, it's going to come here, because they're getting told what to do.
Right.
Your album has to come out this date, because guess what? I got my other artists dropping here. You can't be coming at the same time.
Right.
I run this, okay? Mm-hmm. This is a team right here. This is an actual company.
Yeah.
Nobody can tell me when to drop, when not to drop. Nobody mm-hmm. can tell me what song to put out, what not to put out. Mm-hmm. Period. We in full control of our music and our movement. Mm-hmm. So at that point, why am I in a rush?
Right.
I'm in no rush. I'm letting God move this. Mm-hmm. So that's why you may hear me say this is going to come out this day, and I change my mind. Because I can do that.
Yeah.
I'm at the point where I can do that. I ain't got to listen to Kevin Lyles or the president of this label saying,
Leo Cohen.
You're not ready? You ain't coming now.
Yeah.
You shelved.
Yeah.
Now you in the back, you back in your mom's crib sick, not me. Mm-hmm. But to the point where if it didn't come right now, it's because I got something special. I added two more songs on there. I'm happy it didn't drop what it's supposed to drop. I added three more new bangers on there.
Yeah.
I got secret sauce. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about the secret sauce, but I got some secret sauces on there that it's going to light the whole world up, man. I'm excited about the Color EP.
Man. That's what's up, man. Would you be open to, like, a major deal if the deal was right? You know,
absolutely.
For some distribution or something?
Absolutely, with boundaries. With negotiation, with terms and engagements of agreements that they got to understand who's in control. Mm-hmm. I need 100% control of my music.
So what kind of split would you be open to? Like, what, 70-30, 50-50, 51-49?
The most I'll give up to any bank. They're a bank. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. Artists, if you don't know, it's like opening a goddamn credit card. You're getting a loan. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Okay? So if you want to give them 50% of your income, then you're crazy. Mm-hmm. Or really, they're giving up the opposite.
Right.
They're giving up more and getting less.
Right.
So in this case, we're going to turn the table. We got to be a partnership deal.
Right.
I'll give them some ownership off the back end, mm-hmm. which means as far as the residuals, as far as the actual networking you get back off your streaming service, mm-hmm. things like that. You give up a small percentage. I want to give it between 7-8% off that.
So no 360?
Never a 360. I don't need you. I don't need them now.
Gotcha.
I don't need them now. Mm-hmm. Because as I told you before, mm-hmm. we understand the business. So it's more about patience. It's just timing. Every artist didn't get big In one hour, one day. Meek Mill be grinding. You see, he went from braids to waves.
Yeah.
That take time.
Right.
How many do-rags he went through to get waves? So you understand.
360 style he went through. Brushes and all
understand
that.
Understand, Jay-Z started at 26. Mm-hmm. He's a billionaire now. It took time. Mm-hmm. The Nas is even the Fat Joes. It takes time. Mm-hmm. So I'm in a better standpoint than they was at this age. Mm. So I'm in no rush or I'm in no comparison to these people, but I will tell you, I'm patient. And I am very, very eager to sit down with a company, sit down with and it'll have to be a major. Mm. It got to be somebody who has a major vision. Mm. Because right now, you have QC, mm-hmm. quality control. Yep. You're not a major.
Right.
But they got the major artists.
Right.
Because they have major vision and major goals, mm-hmm. and they have a major plan. Once you have that and a major team of people to work with you,
yeah,
you do realize we got
can't
Spotify.
Lose, yeah.
There's no more CDs. The reason why you need a major is because a CD costed 7 cents to print up. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to print a million at 7 cents, you're spending yourself 700. You go spending about 70,000 to 80,000 just to print up CDs. Mm-hmm. Then you got to pay to put them in Best Buy, pay to put them in all of these stores, you gotta pay them to put it in there.
Yeah.
So you needed a budget to do that.
Yeah.
And then to make the song and all that in your digital. Now it's digital.
Yeah.
There's no money going into hard copies.
Right.
I don't need you anymore. Game changed now. You don't need a major. Now you need a major team of networking people.
Right.
Once you have those things, jackpot, we win. And you have good music, you definitely going to win.
Yeah, so you can't lose.
That's the game right now. And we gonna capitalize on that game. Let me tell you.
Hey, I see it. Trust me. And I'm definitely following the wave. I'm with the wave. I'm all day, man. You already know this, bro, for life, man. Shout that's out to my nigga Muggs, man. I wish you was here. You the missing link, man. You know what I'm saying? But let the people know where they can follow you. Reach out for bookings or features or whatnot.
Oh, man, we doing so many club hostings, so many club walkthroughs. They all finding me on the Instagram, _IM10K. The YouTube, IM10K, youtube.com/IM10K. Every major networking, Twitter, IM10K. Everything is consistent, IM10K.
The Twitter is twitter.com/IM10_K.
Okay.
That's the only difference for that one. But everything else is IM10K.
IM10K. And so on. But so, if you are looking for a feature, booking, everything like that, IM10K@gmail.com. And overall, and I'm sorry, booking IM10K@gmail.com. But overall, guys, I want your overall people, fans, culture, community, Colors is coming. And when this EP hit the streets, when it hit all these digital sites, it's going to change the culture. It's going to change the game because you're going to see the difference between quality and quantity. You're going to see the difference between discipline and consistency and the growth between where I've been and to where I am today. God is good. Don't forget that. 10K.
Let's get it, man. You already know. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Sleep is for Billionaires, the podcast. Sleep is for Billionaires.
Sleep is for fucking billionaires.
Billionaires and trillionaires, but for today it's billionaires because it's my fucking show. You know what I'm saying? I am your host, Johnny Vegas, 10K, C Money. Thank you guys for coming through. I appreciate you. Stay blessed. I pray for your success all the time. Stay tuned for more episodes to come. 10K. Thank you for watching.
10K signing out.
And we out. Cut. Woo! God damn, we got it, fellas.
What you should do.